An icon, by definition, is a person regarded as a representative symbol that's worthy of extreme respect. The difference between me and other people is when they picture an icon, they picture someone they've seen on TV before. I picture myself. This podcast isn't for the faint of heart or the easily offended. So if you're ready to go, hop in.
What's up, you guys? Last episode of the year, probably. I mean, let's be real, I've only made like one episode per month this year. It has just been a year of like learning on my behalf as well, to the point where I've just been really in like knowledge hermit mode. I don't know, I was thinking back to the way that I used to constantly be posting knowledge and new tips for you guys on my stories and in my podcast and all that good stuff. And I just, sometimes you just really need to take some time to like digest everything that you've learned before sharing it. And that's kind of where I'm at this year. Also, just like I do every time I'm using my shitty headset, So the quality is not going to be as good. I am currently at my parents' house in Naples, Florida, which I'm really excited about. They just finished this house maybe like a year ago, but I wasn't able to come hang out for more than like 3 days, and now I'm here for 2 weeks. And it's so funny because I was telling my lash girl that I was coming to Naples for 2 weeks, and she was shocked. She was like, "What are you going to do in Naples for 2 weeks?" Because everybody knows that I'm just like, you know, I love to constantly be on the scene and like, you know, stunting and slaying. But to be honest with you guys, I really needed a break from slaying. And also, it's just really nice here, and you can dress up and go to dinner, but there's nothing super crazy going on. And I've just been getting such good quality sleep in the bed they have in my room here. It's like 10 times better than my bed in Miami. And I just, anyone that knows me knows my bed has been like an issue for me for so long, because I bought a child's $150 bed frame from Wayfair when I first moved because I couldn't afford anything else. And I still don't really feel like spending $5,000 on a new mattress, a really good bed frame, and then also a box frame, because I realize a box frame is the actual way of, like, you know how we were going into those like foam mattresses that come in a roll box? So that was the way for a while. No. It's time to go back to the basics, because I've learned from all the times that I've traveled. I'm sure you, a lot of you guys related when I posted this on my story, that bed, like, it, don't fix what's not broken. The original mattress store mattress and the box spring, that is what makes a comfortable bed. These fucking foam mattresses suck. Okay, I hate to break it to you, they suck. I hate it, and I'm done. And you know, I'm for my 2024 vision board, I'm gonna add a fucking king size amazing mattress. Okay. The fact that I look out into like my view right now and it's so calm, and then here's me already just like blowing up on one. I genuinely believe it's those magic mind shots that I was telling you guys about before. Basically, it's like this little shot that makes your life better instead of derailing it, which is insane because I like the derailing shots most of the time, but thank God. These babies have a wide range of benefits, including immune support, anxiety reduction, mood elevation, and of course, my favorite, which is focus and mental clarity. Honestly, I haven't really been taking them while I've been here because I do not need focus and mental clarity while I'm in Naples. But for 2024, it's definitely something that we all are going to need, because no more excuses, bitch. some people use these to completely replace caffeine, but we all know I am not doing that because I am a certified holistic crackhead. Instead, I use them to enhance it. Taking a magic mind shot alongside my morning caffeine allows me to drink way less caffeine than ever before, which I'm honestly shocked about considering I was consuming upwards of 400 milligrams of caffeine a day prior. That is actually disgusting. Also, I feel really proud of myself starting the day with something that has so many health benefits, with ingredients like ashwagandha, matcha, lion's mane, and literally 10 other things that are good for you. I know my body is thanking me for doing something right. I also found out that other icons like the Kardashians are drinking this, so that makes me feel like I'm doing something right, I guess. If you want to try it, visit magicmind.com/icon. That is magicmind.com/icon. And yeah, let me know what you bitches think. Okay, anyway, I also wanted to add that, hold on. So I realized I've been keeping up with the Kardashians a lot lately and I never do that. And I was trying to figure out why. And I realized it's because I finally am so sure of myself and my own validation from me that I'm not checking to see who's looking at my story as much. I'm not stalking like certain potential love interests or like stalking people that I think are cooler above me because there is no one above me. Like I'm just like, having fun, just keeping up with some like whatever, just this crazy group of people that is not realistic actually at all. Instead of, you know, trying to fuck with my 3D reality and to kind of trigger myself, like, why do I care what other people are doing? Why do I give a fuck? It doesn't matter. In my head, they can be doing whatever I want them to be doing. And that's what ends up happening in the long run. If you guys are confused, just go watch literally any of my previous episodes about law of assumption, you know. But my cat looks so cute. She's inside and she's looking at me through the window. And she's just, there's just something about her being at my parents' house. She looks so bougie. She really just fits the vibe here. She's so happy because it's so much bigger than my apartment. Oh, I love you, Tilly. I know. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about one of the most amazing affirmations slash mantras that I have ever discovered in my entire life, and that is from, obviously, who else than my girl, Flora Sivos, your manifesting bestie. She is everything to me. I literally named my new car after her because I just feel like the past year, I have taken everything that she has taught me and put it into practice, and it really just has paid off tenfold and is only getting started. And I trust the process and I'm not even concerned about specifics because I know that I'm going to have everything I want. And that's what I want for you guys, because I know a lot of you guys are not going to go and listen to some other bitch's podcast when like you don't really like, you kind of listen to me maybe because I'm funny. Maybe you want the tea on my life. So I'm going to figure out a way to give you guys this information in a way that is going to help you better your life, because that's what she wants. A lot of, you know what I've noticed is a lot of spiritual coaches or lifestyle, whatever, self-help, they get mad when people kind of steal their mojo with the teaching shit. But she literally always talks about how she wants people to take this information and teach it. So I don't feel weird at all, because the way that she teaches it is the only way that's ever helped me. And I'm not saying that my entire podcast is just going to be regurgitations of her teachings, but it would be doing you guys a disservice not to share this. So basically the affirmation slash mantra is, the more I relax, the more I receive. Now, I would say I started off 2023 just like so fed up with my own shit. And I've talked about this before. I literally was so anxious, you know, during quote unquote Christmas break, you could call it. I was still grinding, taking new prospect calls. I was basically chasing them away. Like, they were all interested in working with me. And then my energy of desperation, because I'd been doing so bad with my business, had like sunk in, and they would all disappear. And it was crazy. And I would say, see, I knew this was going to happen. And I was reconfirming my own, you know, negative belief spiral. Probably like January 2nd, I woke up and I was so fucking sick of hating myself. And I've talked about this before, like I said, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to reject the 3D, everything that I see in my reality. And I'm just going to focus on how I want to feel and telling myself that I'm the most successful business owner. And this was a journey throughout the year. The themes throughout this year for me were money, love, and then towards the end of the year, health, weight. And those are like the three main ones that a lot of people talk about anyway. But so for me, and also skin, like acne, which goes under health. But it was so hard for me to master the abundance part of this, you guys, which is crazy, because last year it felt like it was on autopilot and it was so easy for me. But one thing that I realized is I had to surrender to what happened last year, what happened in cycles. And I kept asking myself this one question. I said, how badly do I want to break the cycle? How badly do I want to break the cycle? I need to ask myself that. And that comes with checking people's Instagram stories that you know are going to trigger you. And that comes with checking your bank account and getting upset. That comes with looking in the mirror and hating your body, all that stuff. How badly do you want to break the cycle? Breaking the cycle is, you know, first of all, just not putting yourselves in positions where you're going to be triggered. And then if you are triggered, bringing yourself back to a regulated nervous system through breath work, cold plunge, tapping, EFT tapping, all that good stuff. But for me, I'm ending this year with so much gratitude, and old me would have been comparing numbers from this year to last and wondering why I didn't grow the way I wanted to, blah, blah, blah. No, I feel so fucking abundant. And it's also me realizing that all the kinds of clients that I wanted to have are all coming to me now. Like my clients, all the calls that I have scheduled, I'm smiling because my cat's squinting at me. She's so cute. All the calls I have scheduled for 2024 so far are all music clients. And I could cry saying that because all I have ever wanted when it comes to my business is for my clients to be just in music and some wellness. That's my passion, you know? And that is, your subconscious mind is so smart. It knows exactly what you want, and you just have to trust the process. Trust is a huge thing here, 100%, probably the most important thing, and surrendering, which is kind of the same thing in a way. So the more you relax, the more you receive. Every time you start to get stressed out about anything, you have to tell yourself, the more I relax, the more I receive. This has helped me in so many ways because one of the habits that I got into, especially as a small business owner, is whenever I'd have like a great sales month and things got to started to get slow, I would freak out and start to feel like I had to be like posting more marketing stuff and like reaching out to prospects more than like any other leads. And I would stress myself out, and that would that would show up in my reality, my lack of trust, my scarcity mindset, and things would get worse. Now when I see that there's a little break, I'm like, thanks universe for this break. I go to the beach. I chill. I sleep in later. You know, this break for me right now, I don't have calls with clients scheduled to January 3rd. And that's because I decided I deserve this break. Okay. I deserve this fucking break. And I'm not going to just grind so that I can get more money in a shorter amount of time. I'm not going to do it. Okay. My bills are covered. That's all I need to worry about. Everything else can wait till January 3rd. I am going to give myself the gift of relaxing, because then I can hit 2024 with so much more energy. And I know not everybody has that luxury, and I'm very blessed to be able to do that. But I'm just saying, for me, that is a huge jump. And it's because I learned that abundance and everything that you want, your desires, your manifestations, does not come from like hard work. It comes from sitting in the knowing state that you're going to get everything that you want. And it's from feeling good. It's from feeling good. There's this thing called the vibrational scale, which shows, you know, the positive vibrations, the negative emotions. And then I think in the middle, it's boredom. If you want to look up the emotional scale, I'm actually going to do that right now. Okay. So basically in this scale, there is... I'm laughing because I can't. There's an upward spiral of emotions and a downward spiral. I really encourage you to look this up. In the middle, the neutral emotion that you can feel is boredom. So one of the things that I've started to let myself do is feel bored, because that's not negative or positive. It's just neutral. And you're still in like an okay place there. So that's safer than feeling frustration, pessimism, impatience, all these feelings, anger, worry, rage. The lowest emotion you can feel is powerlessness, which I don't even think that's true. I've seen another one on here. Oh, yes, fear. Fear, grief, and desperation are also in the same line as powerlessness. And those are the most low vibration, meaning slowest moving, we'll get there, vibrations that you can feel. Now, on the upper hand, we have the highest emotions that you can feel are freedom, joy, love. And I love that, because love is like truly such a beautiful emotion. I don't know why I'm getting all Hallmark Cardi. But just think about this. When you're happy, when you're in a happy place, you are able to manifest at a much quicker rate because energy, it's all science, right? And energy is moving faster when it's at a higher vibration. It's moving slower when it's at a lower vibration. So I was debating whether or not I was going to tell you guys. Also, sometimes I feel like I should just be making separate episodes on all this shit, but like I can't because I have like really weird focus issues. So I can't just talk about the more I relax, the more I receive. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys a story that I was not going to share because you guys might think I'm insane. I don't give a fuck. I already seem insane. That's okay. Okay, so it was supposed to rain the entire time we were in Naples, and especially during the warm weather days, and it's been really rainy lately, and it's really affected my mood, my skin, my tan, therefore my body image. So we went to the beach the other day, and it was a little chilly, and I was like, no. I don't like this at all, right? And so I decided that I was going to change my circumstance because circumstances never matter. And I was going to manifest the sun to come out. So within an hour, it was like the most beautiful day ever at the beach. And I told my mom, I was like, see, I told you, you can change the weather in your reality. Because it was supposed to be gross out all night. And I've changed the weather so many times with my mind. And I know you guys are going to be like, what? But yeah, that's what happens when you realize your power as a creator of your reality. So my mom asked me, so if that's true, like, why were you so depressed and why was it raining for 5 days in Miami? Like, if you said that you could change the weather, I'm like, did you hear the first part of that? You asked why I was so depressed. When I was trying to manifest sunny days during this like rainstorm that we had for 5 days in Miami, I was doing it from a place of desperation and fear. Fear that it was not going to be sunny out the next day. Desperation for the sun to come out. That shit does not happen immediately. When I was manifesting the sun to come out here in Naples, I was doing it from a place of excitement and gratitude because regardless of what happened, I was so happy to be with my family and just to like chill. And that's why it happened within the hour. It happened so quick. And I think that's a really beautiful explanation of how you can make manifestation work for you. So how does this relate back to the more I relax, the more I receive? Let me tell you. So if you think about it, all those emotions on the higher end of the emotional scale, that is where you want to be manifesting from. If you are overworking yourself and stress the fuck out all the time, you're not going to be able to operate from the higher level of emotions. It's really hard for a lot of people to grasp the fact that success doesn't need quote unquote hard work. And that doesn't mean you're not going to have to put some effort in, but it just means overall we are addicted to this like hustle culture, and me included. Girl, I've taken like way more Adderall than I should the past month just so that I can meet deadlines before this trip. We've all been there. Okay. But the one thing to remember is don't let yourself be in that state permanently. I have a lot of friends that bust their ass a little bit too hard and they're always kind of like stressed out. And, you know, I'm not trying to sound, I know a lot of people probably think when I say that it's like, well, of course it's easier for you. Like you have parents that can help you if anything goes wrong. Yeah, I absolutely can. But the people that I look up to in the spiritual space came from nothing, have no safety nets and don't bust their ass and are millionaires. So I'm not speaking from just my experience. I'm speaking on the experience of others. And when I see that, it makes me happy because I've never identified with someone that has to struggle for money. And that's actually kind of a lie. No, I unfortunately did struggle with money for a while because I was in victim mode and I was thinking that it was all these clients problems that they didn't want to work with me and that maybe I just sucked as a business owner now and that I was becoming irrelevant and all this stuff. And none of it was true. None of it was true. I also had the limiting belief that no one in the music industry was going to want to work with me because there is always going to be someone that would do it for cheaper, which so many of my industry friends have said. And there is truth to that. But I don't have to identify with that truth in my reality. When you're relaxed, it's almost like meditation in a way. It's like you are allowing universal forces to take place. You are allowing everything to conspire in your favor. I've noticed, and I've talked about this even before I understood these laws, even when I was just like a love attraction girly, I would always talk about how my highest sales months were when I wasn't even thinking about money, when I took a lot of vacation days, when I was sick, when I was always at the beach. And that's because you're living in your highest self. You are living in your higher vibration. You are living in the version of you that already has it. The version of you that already has what you want is not looking externally for it. So perfect example, right now, I'm not stressed about money or clients because I know that I have a lot of awesome clients right now. And I know that I have clients lined up for calls in early January. And I already know they're all going to say yes because it's me, bitch. That is confidence. And that's also because I have these like safety net clients already plugged in and I know that all my bills are covered for the next few months. I don't need to stress. But here's the thing. Because I'm not stressed, I'm living in the present moment. I'm not desperate to hop on calls before January 4th or January 3rd, whatever, because I'm already taken care of financially until then. Okay? That is coming from a place of ease. It's coming from a place of knowing. It's coming from a place of, I don't need to stress out. Now, what you need to do is if you're not there yet and you are stressed out, you need to embody the feelings of someone that is in that spot. Like when I had no new clients and I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills, I took myself to the beach and I went to Soho House. I brought my own fucking sandwich and I sat there and was fancy and, you know, looked out into the water and just knew the ocean flows in and flows out. The tide comes in, it ebbs and flows, money ebbs and flows. And I just needed to feel abundant. I needed to feel the sun on my skin, the salt water. I needed to just hear the ocean and be around a bunch of wealthy fucking people and feel wealthy. Every rich person talks about doing this. Every rich person talks about doing this. So when you begin your manifestation journey with money and with anything, like it might get worse first, which you can go watch my episode or listen to my episodes on like purging and, you know, whatever first. Because that's very real. But you have to surrender. You have to trust. And you have to relax. And you have to tell yourself, the more I relax, the more I receive. The most important information, affirmations I always say, I think I've told you guys this before, is the more I relax, the more I receive. Everything is the unfolding of my manifestations. And I always get what I want or something better, no matter what. Also, fourth one being, I am the God of my reality. I don't know if we've ever actually dove into the multiverse and how your reality is separate from other people's, but just as a quick crash course, because this was the piece that didn't make sense to me, that I didn't understand how we could quote unquote control other people and that everyone's just us, but I'm going to run through it really quick. Basically, in the multiverse, imagine a bunch of little bubbles. So I have my reality bubble. You have your reality bubble. Everyone has their own reality bubble. Inside, now zoom in into my bubble or like your own bubble. Inside your bubble, everybody exists, but they are all a mirror of you. So you can essentially, your thoughts, your beliefs, everything that you believe to be true about yourself and the other person is true, period. Even if it takes a little bit of time for that new story to come into effect. I've done this with my cat. My cat and I were not getting along. She was being super bitchy for a really long time, did not want to cuddle with me, would scratch me all the time. And I changed my story with her. And I was like, my cat is so loving and cuddly. She loves me. She loves being around me. She always, like, every single night she lays with me. Every single night she gets on the couch with me. And now she does. And my mom was even like, oh my God, Tilly is so different. I'm like, yeah, because she's a puppet. She is in my reality. And I decided that this is who she is now. This is with anybody and anything. Okay. And if you say you've tried this and it hasn't worked on the specific person, just know that's what's holding you back, is you acknowledging that it hasn't worked. Take it from experience. But it has to work. If you believe things long enough, they have to work. So I don't really remember why I'm bringing this up. Oh, because with the weather, with like things like that, it's only your reality that's shifting. So it makes you realize how powerful you are. Everyone is experiencing that weather shift in your reality. Not in theirs. So if you really want to learn more about the multiverse, this is something that I want to learn more about, honestly, because it's fucking insane. But it's so cool. I'm so obsessed with it. But it makes it awesome because you realize you're not really manipulating anybody else. You're just, you know, changing your reality. Like, everyone's like a little Barbie doll. I just wanted to really say, though, also, guys, like, I have just been feeling so much better lately since all this shit has been clicking even more. And I just started to see the benefits of different parts of this practice. You know, I really committed an entire year to internal growth and work. And there have been so many dark, dark moments and so many moments of joy throughout this process. And I wouldn't have it any other way because, you know, like I said, everything is the unfolding of your manifestations. So it just feels really nice to just be able to share things that I've learned along the way. And I'm really passionate about this stuff. It's truthfully what keeps me going. I think that it is the most important knowledge you can learn. It is the only knowledge you really need to learn on Earth, because everything else stems from this. You know what I mean? So many things that you think matter don't actually matter. And I talk about how nothing is real in a previous episode. But guys, just remember, do what feels good. Follow your bliss. Follow, you know, that feeling of just knowing that you're going to have everything that you want. And I know that it can feel really stressful sometimes. And, you know, shit hits the fan. And like, I'll sit in my shower hysterically crying sometimes. And that's okay to just let that release happen. But I really want you to realize the more you relax, the more you receive. Seriously, take it from me, somebody that has been so high strung about every aspect of my business for so long. The less I give a fuck, the more clients want to work with me, the more money I make. Also, side note, anytime I do like a Black Friday sale or anything like that, does not do well. Because that shit doesn't align with me. Being on sale doesn't align with me. People pay full price for my shit, okay? And that's the person that I identify as, and that's the person I want you to identify as. The more that you step into the identity of a person that just like is fucking rich and gets shit done, but like doesn't need to worry about it. Rich people don't stress out about deadlines, dude. Like, they don't. Rich people have people working for them to do shit like that for them. Like, that's the energy you want to embody. I could have gone into the body image part of this and the love part of this, but we'll save that for another time because I want to go change into a bathing suit and tan. I love you guys. Happy holidays. And let's have the best 2024 ever. Bye.